This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. It's Prophetic Tuesday, one of my favorite days in the whole week. And what a privilege and honor it is to be able to speak to you. We're not on Facebook Live, but we are on the radio. And here I am with you guys, those of you that are hungry to hear the voice of the Lord. Maybe you have turned in your name, city, and state, and you would like to have a prophetic word from God. Maybe you've not turned in your name, but you say, I'm listening, and I'm ready to receive. So here we go. It's good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, now in our fourth year of broadcasting here on this 24-hour internet prayer station, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord. According to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, and all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central. And remember that this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And also, if you want to listen to past Prophetic Tuesdays and a lot of Prophetic Thursdays, you can go to bpnradio.com and click on podcast. Click on the podcast, and most all of the prophetic sessions for the last 18 months are there. I'm gonna go to bpnradio.com, and some people say, well, how do I listen? Well, you go to bpnradio.com, and there's the click button, and when you click it, you'll be listening to BPN Radio. I'm going to click podcast. I'm going to click listen now. I'm just walking it through here, and then I'm going over to the prophetic session, see what's on there, and all the way through Tuesday, September the 25th is on there, so last Tuesday's not on there, but it will be up shortly, and then, of course, today's also. So it's good to have you listening. I have a lot of names that I've been praying over this morning. And I'm just going to give you some names I'm going to pray for. Angela from Edmonds, Washington. Rhonda from Ringwood, Oklahoma. John and Lori from Wichita Falls, Texas. Sabrina from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Emily from Keller, Texas. Let's see who else I have here. I have Sarah from Los, Norway. Pina from Van Leer, Kentucky. And oh boy, from Johannesburg, South Africa. Ronnie and Lisa from Atlanta, Georgia. Brianna from Lake Worth, Florida. Lorraine from Surrey, England. JC from Enid, Oklahoma. Jonathan and Laura from France. Yinka from Nigeria, Africa. Kayla from Enid, Oklahoma. Robin from Chandler, Arizona. Catherine from Mobile, Alabama. Mary Jane Palmer. Mary Jane P. from Indianapolis, Indiana. Sorry about that. Stacy H. from Clinton, Michigan. Ashley W. from Ross, Texas. James and Gina M. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Candace V. from Youngsville, Louisiana. Katie S. from Dell City, Oklahoma. Zach L. from Savannah, Georgia. Logan D. from Lethbridge Bridge, Alberta, Canada. Joey from Hearst, Texas. Angie M. from Elk City, Oklahoma. Gina S. from San Antonio, Texas. Linda C., Oklahoma City. Kathy M., Yukon, Oklahoma. Sherry D. R. from Springtown, Texas. Sherry M. from Orlando, Florida. Teresa A., Weimer, Texas. Paul B. from Bow, Washington. E. Elikpum A. from Accra, Ghana. Deborah, Sugarland, Texas. Lucy, Brockton, Massachusetts. Sandra from Boynton Beach, Florida. Shauna from Crosby, Texas. Angela from Jasper, Georgia. Denise G. from Arlington, Texas. Reba Q. from Greenville, South Carolina. And others. Wow, what a day it's going to be. What a day it's going to be here on Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNradio.com. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to speak to us in a very special way. So, stay tuned. Here we go. Lord, anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive here on Prophetic Tuesday in this October day, 2018.
The words of the prophet, I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I'd love to hear the voice of God, don't you? And that's Martin Smith. And quite a few years ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I got a prophetic word when we were ministering in England that one day we would have a place to live in England. We would have our own place. And when I began to share that word with people, even men that served on my board of reference, including Martin Smith, R.T. Kendall, and others, you know, most of them said, "Well, we don't know how you can have your own place. Maybe it's maybe you'll have a little flat somewhere, or maybe somebody will provide you a room." I said, "No, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I that we're going to have a place of our own in England, so we can minister out of." And so there came a day that Martin and Anna Smith, who was leading a group called Delirious at that time, said, "We have a place for you." And so Gene and I moved into our own place, a little cottage, and right next door to where Martin and Anna Smith lived there in Russington, England, right near the shore there. And Martin helped us move in, and we set up house there for a while in Rustington, England. So when it looked like it was impossible, it all became possible. You got to know today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And I ministered over thousands and thousands of people while traveling across America and around the world since 1985. Now, most of my time is being spent behind a microphone here in our studios in Austin, Texas, and I'm broadcasting live, surrounded by several screens, but doing what I've been doing for many, many years, serving as a prophetic voice across America and around the world. And I want to welcome those of you that are listening in America, but those who are listening to me in other nations of the world. And this is Prophetic Tuesday. I believe somebody's going to get a word that can change your life. And I've operated on the premise for many, many years that one word from God can change your life forever. And I believe that. I want to remind you that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast or any of our programs, but we're absolutely delighted that you're listening today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Pertuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So it's great to have you listening today. We do want to pray for those of you that are listening that may be in the path of Hurricane Michael as it approaches the panhandle of Florida, and where we've ministered many, many times, and throughout that whole region, wherever it goes. Father, we just agree right now. We set ourselves in agreement, Lord, that those who are in the path of Hurricane Michael will be protected. Their property will be protected. We just ask for your help. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, protect them, watch over them, keep them safe. In the name of the Lord, amen and amen. We pray also for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, as he begins his tenure on the United States Supreme Court. Thank you for your prayers. We've been praying diligently that these weapons that have been formed against them would not prosper. And I believe that God has answered prayer again. And remember that we have a prayer coordinator on our staff. Her name is Cheryl Ortiz. And she is praying, leading a national prayer team. If you have a prayer request, you can go to BPN Prayer Request. That's BPNPrayerRequest@gmail.com. BPNPrayerRequest@gmail.com. She'll take your prayer request, and she will send it out to our national prayer team. And there'll be many others that will be praying for several days for you. So we believe in prayer. We believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Father, I just pray right now for Prophetic Tuesday. Those that are listening today on bpnradio.com, whether they're at their computer or they're listening on their smartphone, wherever they may be listening, wherever they may be, I just pray, Lord, that you would just anoint our spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. I want to give you some, before I start giving prophetic words, and I'm ready, I've been calling names out, and I have quite a few prophecies that I've already written down. As I wrote your name down, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I gave some prophetic word, and I wrote down some prophetic words to give you today. But I want to remind you that when you receive, when you hear a prophetic word, you've got to receive it with your spirit. You cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a prophetic word. Because most prophetic words that are spoken in the realm of the supernatural, it's far beyond your reach. So you know that it would take a miracle for you to do that, for you to go there, for you to have that. It would take a miracle. But that's what God is. He's in the miracle working business. So you just got to say, I receive it by faith. According to Jeremiah 32:30-2, you write it down, and then you begin to speak that word. In the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So you literally speak your words into and your worlds into existence. God spoke the Word and the worlds came into existence. God created the heavens and earth by the words of His mouth. It still happens today. We hear something, see something, we say something, and then we begin to do something. And you may hear a word today that I may not call your name, but you may say, when you hear that word for somebody else, I know that is a word for me also. And remember, when you receive a word, it's of no private interpretation. You know, you can go to your pastor or the people you're accountable to and say, I received this word from Dale Gentry. Do you bear witness to the word? So I have no problem with that. But you have to receive it by faith, receive a word by faith, and then begin to speak your worlds into existence. God spoke to me and said, you're going to go all over the world, preach the gospel, declare the word. I didn't know where I was going, but I began to declare that word, and somebody invited me to Jamaica, and then it just started. Once it gets started, it's hard. It's once you get rolling, that's why it's very, very important for you to get started in whatever God has assigned you to or whatever God has put in your heart to do. You got to get rolling. And once you get started, there's something about the big M, the big Mo, the big momentum. And momentum is so very, very important. So start and don't stop. That's a good word for somebody. Give what you have and be consistent about it. Start and don't stop. So Gene and I started preaching the gospel, sold everything we had except for a few things that we put in a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer and started preaching. March the 12th, 1967, and we've not stopped. Start and don't stop. That's a good word for somebody. Once you stop and say, well, I'm gonna turn aside here for a while, I'm telling you, you can get beat up and lose your momentum. So what I give you today could be a now word, something God is doing in your life at this very present moment, or it could be a future word, maybe down the road a little ways. Don't try to make a future word into a now word. It could be a confirming word. You say, I already know that. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Or it could be a new word. It's something you have never heard or never even thought about. But God is at work. And you just say, well, I never thought about that one. For the Bible says unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And so you may not have thought about it, but you just receive it. And you can't receive it with your mind. You've got to receive it with your spirit. And you got to bear witness to it. You say, I don't know how I could do that, but I believe that's the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to speak that, declare that, and I'm going to move forward with that word. There may be other people that will just laugh and say, I don't believe you can do that. So there's always negative people around. There's people that want to put your fire out quickly. So if you know it's a word, lay hold of it. Take ownership of that word and allow God to stir it up in you. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up in you. And move you into that place. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here you are at this point in time. And you got to know out there, those of you listening to me today, whether it may be listening to a replay, because this broadcast is replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and it'll be put on podcast. You got to know that God is at work in your life, and that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And you must know that dreams really do come true. Dreams really do come true. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I look at my life, I just look and say, God, this could have never, ever happened unless I'd had the supernatural happen in my life. I was raised in poverty, the son of a poor Pentecostal preacher. And, you know, in the natural, it just couldn't have happened. But I begin to dream. My son wrote a song. I want to play a little bit of it, and then I'm going to start prophesying. This is called Dreams Really Do Come True. I believe it's the word that's going to encourage you. And then I'm going to start prophesying. My son Rick Gentry wrote it. Okay. Martin Smith, he's still singing. So, Martin, if you would quit singing and let somebody else sing, then I'm going to play this song, Dreams Really Do Come True. And then I'm going to get started here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. Here is 16-year-old Meredith Chavis. Dreams do come true.
Today is a great day. Today is your day.
Okay. Hey, you got to believe. You got to believe. 16-year-old Meredith Chavis, song written by my son, Rick Gentry. And just singing about words that I've repeated many, many times, I've preached about, prophesied about many, many times, that dreams really do come true. But, and I believe that God puts dreams in our hearts, and I'm delighted to be able to speak into your life today. I'm honored here on this Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. Boy, we have been having rain in Austin, Texas. Rained all night last night, and it's continuing to rain. Hey, I want to remind you before I start today that my friends, my spiritual sons and daughters and grandchildren are having a gathering. It's called Feel This House. They're having a Feel This House conference in Baytown, Texas. It's not too late to get in on this. That will be starting Thursday night, and then all day Friday, and then all day Saturday. And all you have to do is go to COL Baytown. COL Baytown. That's Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas, COL Baytown, and you can get more information. Leland, Michael W. Smith, Todd and Cindy Mooring, Jack Mooring, we have, I don't know who all's on there, Malcolm DePlessis, Andrew Birchfield, my friends there, Kelly Hargraves. Boy, it's going to be a great time. And all you have to do, that's October 11th through 13th, is right there. Feel This House Conference. Going to be a time of worship, prophecy, intercession, training. And all you have to do is go to colbaytown.com, colbaytown.com, Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. So I want to remind you. Okay, I'm going to get started here today. I have a word for Leslie A. from Kansas City, Missouri. Leslie, hear the Holy Spirit saying, your gentle spirit and the kindness you carry has brought you great favor with God and with man. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's preparing you for an overseas assignment. You are in a major season of preparation, preparing for a major assignment. You got to stay focused, lighten your ship, and get ready for your future journey. Now, I want to say something about the prophetic. There's a lot of people who say, well, I need a word about my marriage, about my car, about my job, about my business. And, you know, sometimes I give that. Sometimes you just get a word right out of the blue that it may not even make much sense, but you say, I know that's a word for me. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to increase it. So I bless you, Leslie. From Kansas City, Missouri, you have a bright future, and dreams really do come true. Angela C. from Edmonds, Washington, you're going to teach other women how to be aggressive in the workplace. And I'm not talking about being rebellious. I'm just talking about being aggressive, how to have great confidence, not only in their God, but how to have great confidence in what they are doing on their job and in the workplace. And how to stay focused. And I just believe that you're going to teach a lot of women how to pursue and be self-confident so that new doors will open for them. Angela, you're a key player. I bless you from Edmonds, Washington. I've ministered in Edmonds, by the way. Rhonda V. from Ringwood, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to advance. The place where you dwell at the moment is way too small for you. I know that you have a good place and a profitable place, but there is more. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there is much, much more. Bless you, Rhonda. Hey, John and Lori from Wichita Falls, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you've only just begun. You've crossed over rivers, gone through fires and tribulations and difficulties, all in preparation for that apostolic anointing that is bringing you both into a place that you're going to take mighty men and women of God who have been wounded and beat up and left by the wayside in the ditch. You're going to take them out. You're going to pour in wine and oil, and you're going to bring them to a place of restoration. And then you're going to help them get back on their feet again. Until they can stand alone, you're going to work with them, and these mighty warriors, men and women, going to rise up to do twice as much as they ever did before. So there is a fallen army out there today, and somebody's going to have to help them up, and you guys are going to do it, and you're going to give oversight to a company of fallen warriors that are discouraged, dismayed, maybe working at a common job. They're ashamed, afraid. Their reputation has been ruined. They're spiritually, they're dead, twice plucked up by the roots. Once they were mighty, mightily anointed men and women of God, but now they're only a shadow of what they used to be. And many of these men and women are proclaiming, we could never regain what we've had before. But I hear the Holy Ghost say, you will help them, and they will have twice as much. And God will take their shame and give them twice as much. So you're going to lead a whole new movement of fallen warriors. It's going to be going to move from fallen warriors to mighty warriors. How the mighty have fallen, but they will not be like Saul. They will stand up again. They've only been wounded. There may not be much breath in them. They may not feel like there's any life left, but you'll prophesy to them. And just like Ezekiel chapter 37, they will begin to get back up on their feet again, but you're going to help them get back on their feet again and do mighty exploits. John and Lori, they're from Wichita Falls, Texas. I bless the two of y'all in Jesus' name. Sabrina O from Santa Fe, New Mexico, you're only one step away from your destination. I believe that's a word for several people. You're only one step away. You must get out of your comfort boat. Jesus is saying what he said to Peter, get out of the boat. You can walk on water. You can do this, and someone is waiting to help you. There's a place of preparation for you, Sabrina. You know, there's a place of preparation to help you take that final step. And Emily E. from Keller, Texas, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to be that missing link in many young ladies like Sabrina, who feel the call of God, the passion of God, the heart for God, to sing, to worship, to preach, to prophesy, to travel, whatever, but there's a missing link. And Emily, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a missing link to young ladies, even young men, the millennials. My God, the millennials have got to rise up, because Satan has attacked the millennials, and the future of our land is depending on the millennial generation, who are being scattered abroad. They are being taught false doctrines. They are... Many of them are turning away from the truth and turning away from the faith and their parents that taught them the way they should go. So we're in an incredible dilemma, but Emily, you are a key to the millennial generation, and you are a missing link, and you're going to take these young men and women that have a call to preach, a call to prophesy, a call to do missionary work, a call to evangelism, and you are going to... You're going to light a fire in their lives. Actually, most of them already have a fire, but what's happened is the fire is about to burn out because they do not know how to take their next step. There is one missing link. There is a final step that so many young warriors, young firebrands, I call them firebrands, need to take, but there's got to be somebody that is out there like Jesus was, saying, get out of the boat. You can walk on water. You can do this. You follow me as I follow Christ. And Emily, I see you going out preaching, taking others, and from time to time you will let them preach, also prophesy. I see you going to churches, campuses, different events, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You're going to have a geographical location where you help these millennials, these young men and women, that have, they've got the goods, they've got the fire, they've got the anointing, they've got the call, they definitely have direction. It's not some place that they're going to just say, well, I'm going there to see if I can get restored or if I can get started. No, these young millennials, these young firebrands, they are all ready to go. And so you're going to preach a message of deliverance and freedom to the millennial generation. You're going to raise up an army of young people who's going to follow you as you follow Christ. They're going to receive an impartation of your anointing, and in turn will turn their worlds upside down. I bless you, Emily. Love you, Keller, Texas. Gene and I love you very much. Sarah N. from Laos. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Norway. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. No, I'm going to prophesy over you right now. God did not bring, here's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, over you, Sarah, from Laos, Norway. That's L-A-A-S. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but I'm sure it's close enough. God did not bring you this far to let you down. You got to proceed with what you know, and what you don't know won't matter. And I just want to speak to some of you. There are some of you that keep waiting for confirmation. You know there's some things in your heart, and you say, well, I just need a little more confirmation. I need a little more insight. You know, Gene and I, we started in full-time ministry, and I'm not telling you what if you should do this or not, but we had one revival. I had a wife and a two-year-old son and a good job as a radio announcer and newsman, a secure job. I left it all on the strength of a call and one revival. When Gene and I sold everything we had and put it in a 35-foot trailer that we purchased for $800 and started down the road, we had one revival. I just had to leave it all behind. I did not know. I didn't need to know how much. I just needed to know what was in my heart, what God wanted me to do. And so I'm just saying over you, sir, and some other of those that are listening to my voice today, that proceed with what you know. There's a lot of people are just trying to proceed with what they don't know. Proceed with what you know, and what you don't know won't matter. You know, Job, his life turned around when he began to follow what he knew. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that one day he will stand upon this earth. I know. And so when he began to proclaim, I know, then Job, who suffered so much, his life began to turn around. Sarah, you proceed with what you know. You know, in 1996, a group of men and women, church leaders, invited me to come to London and lead a revival on Marsham Street. That was near the center of government. Just down the street from where Princess Diana's funeral was held. And they said, we know that we're to rent this building. It cost them $1,500 a night in 1996. We know we're to rent this building, and we know that you're the first one to come and preach. And so I knew it. And so I went there and preached for a month. Gene and I preached for a month there in the heart of London, England, one of the most incredible experiences we've ever had. Following that month, we had the privilege of helping lead prayer at Wembley Stadium with about 45,000 people in attendance. It was an amazing month, summer of 1996. So they said, we know where to rent this building. They had I'd helped them raise $600,000 to purchase a facility, and they spent all of it on a revival that went on for about 10 months in the heart of London. They spent all of their building fund, but they just knew that they were to take, they were able to lease a building, rent a building in on Marsham Street, London, England. They did it. They said, we know where to rent this building. We know you're to start the revival. Gene and I stood preached there for 30 days, and then we went back a few months later. The revival was still going, and the effects of what was known as the Marsham Street Revival. If you want to look that up, if you want to Google Marsham Street Revival, London, England, you can still look and see what happened on Marsham Street. So they did what they knew to do, and that's what you got to do. Speak what you know and proceed with what you know and what you don't know. They didn't know how they were going to do it. They just started with what they knew. Gene and I started with what we knew, and start with what you know. Precede. That's a long word for you, Sarah, but it's a word for a lot of other people. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day here on It's a wonderful day on bpnradio.com, and I am so thankful that you are listening. I have a word for Pina. Pina S. from Van Leer, Kentucky. Pina, I see, or Pina, P-Y-N-A, S, I see a glory cloud all around you, bringing you into the fourth dimension, which is a dimension of visions and dreams. And, you know, on Prophetic Tuesday, I get into this fourth dimension. I first heard about the fourth dimension from Younghee Cho, David Younghee Cho, who at that time was pastoring the largest church in the world in Seoul, South Korea. When he talked about the fourth dimension, I began to say, what is the fourth dimension? I know what the third dimension is, but the fourth dimension is a dimension of visions and dreams, where God begins to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes opens your spiritual ears, and you begin to see and hear what God is doing in your life. And he just moves you into a place of glory. And so I just see a glory cloud all around you, Pina, and you are in for incredible, incredible encounters with the Holy Ghost. I bless you there in Van Leer, Kentucky. N.O. Boy C. from Johannesburg, South Africa. I declare you're a mighty preacher of the word, N.O. Boy. God is taking you through a sifting and pruning season, preparing you to minister to your nation and many nations on the African continent. On the African continent. God is doing incredible things on the African continent. This is Tuesday. Tomorrow on the program, I'm going to have a woman who is a former eye doctor, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn, and she is going to minister in December to 25,000 pastors in Nigeria. 25,000 pastors in Nigeria. And Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn is a retired eye surgeon. At one time was one of the leading eye surgeons in America. She is now a preacher of the gospel, and she preaches now every Sunday on bpnradio.com on Preaching Sunday. We have some openings, a few openings for some preachers. You say, well, I want to preach. Where could I preach? You can preach on bpnradio.com, and we even allow women preachers like Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn. And if you would like to preach every Sunday on Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com, we have some open spaces, open places, and all you have to do is contact my son, Rick Gentry. And Rick Gentry, he can help you out. And you can email him, Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Or you can even call him today, 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. And we have a number of women preachers. On every Sunday, we have 18 hours of preaching. The Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So somebody said, you believe in women preachers? I do. I'm going to take it a step further. Somebody said, do you believe in women pastors? And I say, I do. I hope I don't offend anybody, but I believe in women preachers, and I do believe in women pastors. You say, well, talk to me about that. Well, I'm not going to do it right now. I'm just saying what I believe, and I believe the door is open for some of you to preach the gospel every Sunday on bpnradio.com. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the anointing. I want us to pray in the Spirit. I don't know if you have a prayer language or not, but I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, where do you get revelation? Where do you get your prophetic words? Many times it's just praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's do that a little while. If you don't believe in speaking in tongues, or you don't have a prayer language, if you don't believe in speaking in tongues, just hang on for a few moments and let me enjoy myself. And if you have not received the gift, you just say, Lord, I'd love to speak in tongues with Dale Gentry right now. Well, just do it. I just release you to do that. We just pray in the Holy Ghost a little while right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. La ramando ribi ita shikatara braute.
Cristo sono tu.
Hallelujah.
Cristo sono tu. Cristo
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. 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 I bless all of you Spanish-speaking people that are listening today on bpnradio.com. My friend Martin Smith singing. All the way from Bogota, Colombia. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's some people out there that you're just about to quit. You're about to quit what you're doing. And you say, well, I don't believe I'm bringing forth much fruit. I don't think I'm making much progress. Don't quit. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. You could be on the verge of something really, really big. Some of you are about to quit an assignment because you feel like you're not making much progress. Don't quit. Don't stop now. Hallelujah.
You're the one who I adore, Jesus.
Yes.
There is no one more, Jesus.
You'll always have my heart, Lord. Always have my heart. Oh, I know I've got a lot of people to prophesy, but there's somebody listening right now. That's a word for you. Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. You're about ready to quit your assignment. Now, I'm not talking to everybody, but I'm talking to somebody, and God is saying it's not time to quit. I remember years ago, Gene and I went to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. It was in the winter. It was in the winter time, and sometimes it was 40 below at night. I'd been there about 3 weeks, and it appeared that nothing was happening. And this church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had been calling me and saying, when are you coming? So Gene and I felt like that we were not making much progress. We were off to a very slow start. And it was those days when I was doing extended revivals, sometimes weeks or months at a time. And so we decided we were going to leave and go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I met with the elders. I'll never forget. We were staying in a hotel in downtown Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. I walked across the street, and I met with the pastor and several of the elders. And I said, I believe that this is the final week of, we called it the pray through, a prayer revival. And I believe that I'm going to go into Tulsa. They looked at me. And they said, well, if that's what you feel that you're supposed to do, we release you. Well, I'm telling you, that next three or four nights was miserable for me because I knew that there was no release. Operate on the gift of release. Either I'm released to do something or I'm released not to do it. And so I had no release to leave. And I finally just came back and said, I'm going to stay here. I can't go anywhere. I told the pastor in Tulsa, I can't come. I never did get there. In fact, for a long-term revival. But I stayed in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, and I was there for about 11. Gene and I were there for about 11 weeks. We saw some of the greatest miracles that we have ever seen. I shudder to think, what if I'd quit prematurely? So that's a word for somebody. Don't quit prematurely when you feel like you're not making much progress, because you got to realize there are some things that's happening in the natural that might discourage you, but there's a lot of things happening in the supernatural that could really encourage you. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. We're to dwell right here. Hallelujah. Some of you that are discouraged what you're doing, and you're ready to quit, and I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I'm so thankful today for what you're doing here on Prophetic Tuesday, here on BPNradio.com. Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Let's worship him right now. Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Sora briote, manabatora, beserabakutara, besharabakutie, mandribriatara, besharabakutara, beserabakatai. Just believe that the Holy Ghost is speaking to people right now. Allow him to speak to you. Write something down, what you hear him saying right here on Prophetic Tuesday. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tora briyatar basharabakutie, kori basharabakutar basarabakitai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Courtney Vandeveer playing right now, her and her husband Sabata. We're about to pray with Gene and I a few days ago in our home. Courtney plays with some of the greatest symphonies in the world, the Boston Symphony and others. And she has worked with me many occasions, just playing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And she didn't quit what she was doing. She didn't quit playing in the symphony, but she's also added. She played in the last Billy Graham special, and 6 million people there. Bless you, Courtney. You and Sabata, bless you. God has a good plan for your lives. They listen to the program. I have a word for Bob. Feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I have a word for Ronnie and Lisa P.L. from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say over the two of y'all, no limits. There are no limits in your life. Most of your life, you've had limitations placed on you according to your pedigree, according to your degree, according to your family history, according to your generations. You're going to exceed them all. You will exceed them all. God is preparing you for the big, making room for the big, and there's just no limitations on your life. I bless you, Ronnie and Lisa. Brianna A. from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear Holy Spirit saying you're bringing people out of shame, ministering to those who are bound with guilt as well as inordinate soul tie. Some of you have inordinate soul ties in your life, and I'm breaking those in the name of Jesus. I'm breaking them off of your life. Hallelujah. 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 What is an inordinate soul tie where you feel like you can't live without that person? You can't live without that. And I'm not talking about husband and wife. That's an ordinate soul tie. Or maybe a special friendship that you have that, like Jonathan and David had, that's an ordinate soul tie. But an inordinate soul tie is where you can't live without someone. And you put that person or that thing above your husband or above your wife. You know, there's some men that have an inordinate soul tie with sports, and they had rather watch ball games than give some time to their wives. I love sports too, but I don't want to have an inordinate soul tie where I don't have time with Gene Gentry, or maybe an inordinate soul tie with a friend, a hunting and fishing buddy. And that's all that you want to do is spend time with them. An inordinate soul tie. Or maybe you women have an inordinate soul tie with some woman. I heard of a man, his wife had such an inordinate soul tie with a friend that he saw that she had text messages, this friend of ours, four hundred times in 1 month, 400 times. And so that was an inordinate soul tie. So God is going to help you, Brianna, break inordinate soul ties off of other people. And your boldness is going to break you away from fearful and timid people that are afraid to do anything. You got to get with the right company. I never started prophesying until I got with the right company, with a prophetic company. And so I bless you, Brianna, in Jesus' name. Katie S. from Dale City, Oklahoma. Preach and prophesy, Katie. God has a generous work for you and your husband to do. Both of you, I see y'all flowing together, one giving messages in tongues and the other one giving interpretation, flowing back and forth. It's a beautiful rhythm that two of y'all are going to have as you work together. I bless y'all. Hey, Zach L. from Savannah, Georgia. I see you working in the Christian movie industry, producing films filled with action. God is opening up a whole new Christian movie industry. I believe one day that I'm going to be involved in a Christian movie. Don't laugh now. I believe it's going to happen. I see myself there. I believe if you can see it, then you can have it. So Zach, go for it. And I believe there's other people waiting to help you get in that if you're not already in. Logan D. from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. There is an unusual anointing on you, Logan. You have miracle working power in your life. Signs, wonders, and miracles. And you got to keep your eyes on him, because there's a lot of things that would like to prevent you from doing what is in your heart. And somebody said, well, I have to quit doing this in order to do the other. And my question is, who told you that? You know, one of the greatest miracle workers of all times, one of the men that had the greatest healing ministries I've ever heard about or read about, was a plumber. And he did plumbing work in the daytime, performed miracles at night. So some of you people feel like you have to quit one thing in order to embrace another thing, but that is not necessarily the truth. Sometimes you can keep doing one thing and embrace another thing. And it's just amazing how that can work. So Logan, there in Lethbridge Bridge, Alberta, Canada, unusual anointings on your life, and you don't have to quit one thing to do another thing. So I bless you. Hey, Paul B. from Bow, Washington. I declare that you are a songwriter and musician, and you are going to be an amazing songwriter. And many people that are already well known will be writing your songs, and you're also going to be singing some of your songs. So I bless you there in Jesus' name. Lucy from Brockton, Massachusetts. I declare that you are in, you have a place in government. You have a place in the political arena. I prophesy that you are going to run for political office. You know, I have a close friend right now that's running as a Republican nominee for the governor of New Mexico. When you pray for Steve Pierce and other men and women that are running for political office, a godly Christian men and women. and pray for the midterm elections. Not only pray for the midterm elections, but pray for men and women that are running for political office, for county sheriff or for the local school board or for mayor of your town or city or state representative, the local, the statewide elections, as well as the national elections. Pray for the midterm elections. We're going to have 24 hours of continuous prayer the day before the midterm elections in November. And I trust that some of you will join us and maybe even lead prayer during that time. But Lucy, get involved in the political arena. If you've never run for political office, that is okay. That is okay. And it makes no difference what your educational status is. I had a friend, a wonderful friend, that was the lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years in the Sooner State, and he never went to a day of college. And so I think college is good, but not necessary if you want to run for lieutenant governor or if you want to run for political office. Okay? You do not have to have an education to run for political office. So you just run. And if you can run, run to win. Don't just run to run, but run to win, if you will. Lucy, Brockton, Massachusetts, and all of you out there that want to run for political office, you go for it. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I have a word for Nanny Anita W. from Tishomingo, Oklahoma. For so long in your life, that's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, for so long in your life, you have been placed at a disadvantage. But I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying, no longer are you being placed in a disadvantage. You are no longer in a disadvantaged place, but you are now, God has put you at a place of great advantage. And you are having supernatural promotions coming to your life as God setting you in places that you never, ever dreamed that you could be. I bless you, Nanny, in Jesus' name. And Donna S. from Springtown, Texas. Get out of your wilderness place. You've been in a wilderness. You've been in a desert long enough. Get out of the desert. Out of your wilderness, the Bible said that John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness, getting people out of the wilderness. And I declare that your preaching days in the wilderness are coming out, and you're going to take many people out of the wilderness. You're going to take many with you in Jesus' name. So Donna S., Springtown, Texas, I bless you. Nana O. from New York. Preach, preach, preach. Don't let the fire go out. Don't let the fruit get too ripe on the tree and fall to the ground. Preach, Nana. And Bill B. from Oilton, Oklahoma. Don't be afraid to make a move. Don't be afraid to transition to a place of birthing, a birthing place. Those dreams you have cared for so long needs a birthing place. It is so important to have a birthing place. I bless you. Michelle R., Akron, Ohio, you're a special person, Michelle. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're about to go public. Pause and consider what is in your hand and take it public. Elkplum A. from Accra, Ghana, Africa. We have a lot of people that listen from Africa. I see you representing your nation, giving other nations an amazing opportunity to invest into Ghana, bringing you great favor in the business and political realm. Shelley P. from Wallace, North Carolina, you're the answer woman, the answer person. I see you hosting your own radio show or social media site, sharing words of wisdom, declaring what Lady Wisdom is saying to other people. God has given you a gift of wisdom. You definitely are the answer woman. People being amazed at the words of wisdom that you speak over them and over other people's lives. I bless you now in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Lord. We're going to take a station break. I'll be right back.
PNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
What a wonderful day it is. This is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Dale Gentry on the radio. And, well, I love to speak on the radio. I believe that God desires to give you the desires of your heart. Some of you on a job, some of you in places, you have no enjoyment. There's no fulfillment in your life. And I believe that God wants the dreams to come true. And what you can do is you can do what is in your heart and you can get paid for it. You can. Because I believe that dreams really do come true. And I believe that God has a special place for your life here on Prophetic Tuesday. And many years ago, I prophesied over Martin Smith that he was going to record music, and he would not record for any company. He would just produce his own music, record his own music. And Martin Smith, who sings our theme song, he said to me one day, "Dale, if you had not given me that word, I would have signed a company with a recording company, and I would have only been making pennies on the dollar." And so that one word changed my life. It's a wonderful day on bpnradio.com on Prophetic Tuesday. We got more prophecies to come, so don't go away.
I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord.
Yes. Hey, don't forget, these programs can be heard again at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I would like to say that tomorrow night we will be carrying the service, Greenville Awakening service, from under the big tent in Chucky, Tennessee. The Greenville Awakening, led by Evangelist D.R. Harrison, they are now in their 26th week of revival. Gene and I are going to go there. I've been invited to go there and minister a little bit at the revival. And so before too long, we only go out on special events, special assignments. So we'll go to Chucky, Tennessee. But we're going to be broadcasting, and I'll let you know when, but we'll be broadcasting tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. We'll be broadcasting live. There's been a young high school football player that in the area that was killed in an automobile accident. They're going to pay special tribute to that young man and his high school friends and the family. And they're expecting hundreds of people to be saved tomorrow night. We're going to carry it live on bpnradio.com. And we're also going to be carrying many other special events live on bpnradio.com as we expand and enlarge. And all of our expansion is taking finances. We need your help. And it's not just about me. It's about BPN Radio expanding and enlarging, going places we've never been and doing things we've never done. And I believe that if you want to go someplace, why don't you sow into somebody that's already been there? And so, you know, years ago, I began to sow into ministries where I wanted to go. If you want to have a preaching ministry, a prophetic ministry, a radio ministry, a ministry of evangelism, why don't you just sow into this ministry? And it's very easy to do. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. When you click on that donate button, you're going to see Gene and I. You're going to see our picture. You just click on the donate button there. And you can use your PayPal credit card or debit card. PayPal credit card, debit card. And when it first comes up, you'll think, oh, that's just PayPal. No, you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Put in the amount, and if you'd like to be a monthly partner, just click that box that says, do you want to make this a monthly donation? We'd be very grateful. We need partners. Jesus had partners, and most of his partners were women. And I know that most people that listen on Tuesday or Thursday, Prophetic Tuesday or Prophetic Thursday, or even Intercession Friday with Rhonda Kinzer there, I know that are mostly women. And most of Jesus' partners were women. So I'm asking you women, it doesn't have to be major. It just encourages me to know that you're partnering with me. Even if it's only $5 a month or $10 a month, $25 a month, $100 a month, we need your help because we're expanding, and all these expansions are taking money. And there's a lot of things we're not talking about yet, but we are expanding where we're going to be bringing you a lot of events live on bpnradio.com. And we're just holding the microphone for a lot of other people to be able to minister, to prophesy, to preach, whatever it may be. So, Father, I pray that you speak to people about investing into Breakout Prayer Network, into Breakout Ministries. I pray right now that they'll just make a check to Breakout Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. You know, pay your tithes to your local church. But above that, please send an offering. Please make a contribution to this ministry, to this network. And I know that Gene and I and those that serve here with us are good soil. And I believe we'll be sowing in good seed into good soil. That's bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. Remember, if you have a prayer request, all you have to do is send your prayer request in to bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. That's bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. I have a few more prophetic words. What a wonderful day. Oh, I love Tuesdays. Prophetic Tuesdays. I love this day. And I'm so delighted that you are listening today. If I'm not called your name, give me an opportunity in the future. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up some names. I've not written a word for you down, but I'm just going to start going down the line of people that have left your name and your city and your state. And I'm going to start prophesying over you. Hang on right now. I've got a few more minutes, and I've got a few more words. Sometimes God gives me a word in advance, and sometimes I just look at your name or your face, and I begin to prophesy over you. Hey, Joey from Hearst, Texas. How you doing, man of God? Well, I just, when I give a prophecy, you're not limited to that one word, but it does include the word. So, Joey, you are a major producer. I see you producing major events, ministerial events. You're setting it up. You're setting it up and producing it from start to finish in arenas, in stadiums. Wow. Soccer fields. I bless you, Joey H. from Hearst, Texas. Angie M. from Elk City, Oklahoma. The anointing is upon you, and God is rewarding you for your faithfulness, and your training and teaching many others to do what you have been doing. You have a special anointing, special insight to young ladies, and I just believe that God has called you to be a major coach. Angie M., Elk City, Oklahoma, I bless you. And Susie from Susie C. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The anointing of God is upon you. You're going to travel. You're going to travel to many places, many different places you're going to go to. Just keep your bags packed. because you never know when somebody's going to call your name. Hey, Gina, you have one of the longest names I have ever read. You have a long name, Gina S. from San Antonio, Texas. I bless you in the name of the Lord. The favor of God is upon you, and you are so flexible, and you have been stretched to the limits from time to time. But God is saying, I've allowed you to be stretched so that you will go into places and do other things where people don't want to go, or they don't want to do that, they don't want to go there, but God has stretched you, Gina, and able to bring you to those places. And you say, oh God, have I been stretched for a purpose? No, you've not been stretched for just a purpose. You've been stretched on purpose. Heather, I bless you. You're pursuing God. You're running after God. And keep running. And but because you're outrunning the pack, there are those that feel like they're in contention or competition with you. And they're running. But there is no competition, because when others fall by the wayside, you'll still be going. I bless you, Heather, in Jesus' name. Linda C. from Oklahoma City, I just declare that God is seating you in high places, and where he has seated you, you cannot be unseated. God has seated you there, so don't let anybody unseat you, in Jesus' name. And Sherry M. from Orlando, Florida. It seemed like that everybody's moving to Orlando. Sherry, I bless you in the name of Jesus. The call of God is so significant in your life. And God is moving you into significant places. You know, the favor of God that is upon you is incomparable. And I want you to know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Sherry, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Teresa, I bless you, Teresa. The hand of God that is mightily upon you. And I wrote down a word for you, and I'm gonna find that word before I move any further. I see your picture, and now I'm going to read the word that God has given me for you, Teresa. Teresa. I wrote it down. I'm looking, and I've got my list here, and I'm going up and down my list, and I just hear the Lord saying over you that there are places that you have experienced and things that you have done, and you feel like those times have passed you by. But the key word I keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, this is what I wrote down, it's not too late. Sometimes we feel like, hey, that opportunity came and went. I did that, but that was a good time. Or I had this place, this opportunity, but it passed me by. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not too late, that opportunities are coming around again. So I bless you in Jesus' name. It's amazing, those opportunities coming back around. I believe that's a word for some other people. Teresa A. from Weimar, Texas. Amber M. Josh and Amber from Eunice, Louisiana. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that incredible fear of God, afraid that you're going to miss God, is so prevalent in your life. And I just want to tell you that when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, you're not going to miss God. And you know the most difficult thing in the world is to miss the will of God. If you really are seeking after God and saying, God, you know I want to do your will. God, you know I desire to please you. And when that happens, I'm telling you, you're just not going to miss him. So I bless the two of y'all. I bless the two of y'all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, John. John, good to have you listening from Waterville, Maine. That's a long ways. You know, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world are the New England states. I've been able to minister up through there, Vermont, and all through there, but I've never got to minister in Maine. And we have some great people in Maine that listen to this broadcast, that listen to Breakout Radio Church on Sunday morning at 8 or 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com, where I preach the word and lead a radio church. And we have some people up there. I bless you people up there in Maine. There's a lot of people on islands up there. I didn't know there were so many islands in Maine. But John, just pick up that instrument. You are an incredible worshiper. John M. from Waterville, Maine. You are an incredible worshiper. I just release that anointing and blessing upon your life in Jesus' name. Angela J. C. from Edmonds, Washington. I've given you a word. I see now. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's who else I've not prayed over, that your name is on the list. Hey, Christina from Juneau, Alaska. It's fixing to get cold. I hope you have your overcoat, two or three. I bless you, the anointing, the gift of evangelism on your life. And that fire that is burning you, that passion for the lost, is quite remarkable. I bless you in Jesus' name. Christina Elaine, what a wonderful woman of God you are. I'm going to have you as one of my guests on bpnradio.com. And I'll just have you on. You can help me minister and prophesy one day on Prophetic Tuesday. Why not? Give me a call. Wow. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kathy M. from Yukon, Oklahoma. Hallelujah. Kathy M. from Yukon, Oklahoma. I want you to know that God is rewarding you according to your faithfulness. You are a faithful woman, and sometimes you feel like that you have sat at the foot of the table for too long, and you really have. You sat at the foot of the table, but God—it's God. You can't go and seat yourself at the foot of the table, but God is bringing you from the foot of the table to the head of the table. Remember that, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Lorraine D. from Surrey, England. Boy, I've ministered in Surrey, England many times. God has anointed you to stand in the doorway and prevent people from turning aside to another place. And you're standing in the doorway saying to them, Lorraine, this is the place you come in here. And they're trying to turn aside. They're trying to turn aside, but you say, no, you can't turn aside. You're standing in the doorway welcoming them in. Lorraine D. from Surrey, England, I bless you and all of the people that are listening in Jesus' name. J.C. from Enid, Oklahoma. Boy, the favor of God is upon you to lead worship, to administrate. You are a leader, and there's more inside of you than you realize. So I just speak, J.C., I just speak a word of release over you right now in Jesus' name. And Jonathan and Laura T., listening there from France, God is working in your life. Hallelujah. And you are going to teach a lot of people how to speak French. I'm going to prophesy that you are going to interpret for bpnradio.com in French. I believe that you are going to be interpreters for this ministry. Boy, I know I'm going way out there, but I bless y'all in Jesus' name. Please contact me if you will. Oh, wow. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what's going to happen here. I'll tell you what's going to happen. I have words for Yinka from Nigeria, Africa, Kayla from Enid, Oklahoma, Robin from Chandler, Arizona, Catherine from Mobile, Alabama, Mary Jane from Indianapolis, Indiana, Stacy from Clinton, Michigan, Ashley from Rawls, Texas, James and Gina from Moonchi in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have a word for Candace V. from Youngsville, Louisiana. I'm going to put y'all at the top of the list for next Tuesday, because I've just about run out of time, and I'm going to put you guys, put you right at the top of the list for next Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and do that. If I've not given you a word, keep listening. And maybe I've already given you a word. You might need to go to our podcast and click on the podcast or listen at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. My voice is about gone. I'm getting a little bit hoarse. Remember that our award-winning news director, Delvin Kinzer, is on next with the news. At 11:55, Roy Beard is on with a word from the wall. He's also ministering discerning of the times, and that'll be at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Throughout the day, we have programming. My granddaughter, Brittany Greenlee, is on all night long with music and prayer, and also with a scripture reading. We have so much going on on bpnradio.com. I'll be back tomorrow, and eye surgeon Dr. Vaughn, Elizabeth Vaughn, is going to be on with me, and I'll also have Donald Brown with me, as well as some of his guests from Malawi, Africa, will be on with me today. So much going on. Don't forget Prophetic Thursday. Don't forget Intercession Friday. Big time stuff happening at bpnradio.com. And I just appreciate those of you that have been listening to this program. I just am so grateful and thankful for you. And don't forget to pray for our friends there in the path of Hurricane Michael. We pray the hedge of protection about you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Don't forget, if you want to preach on BPN Radio, Preaching Sunday, my son, Rick Gentry, you can contact him, Rick Gentry, BPNRadio at gmail.com, Rick Gentry, BPNRadio at gmail.com, or you can call him at 214-918-8707, 214-918-8707. Don't forget, we also have a special guest. We have special guests that are on at noon today and 4 o'clock today, and I'm going to look at that right now because Ruth Gentry has left me the lineup, and if you'll hang on a couple of seconds, I'm going to tell you who my special guests on interviews are going to be today, who our special guests are today, and I have that somewhere. Well, what I'm going to ask you to do, what I'm going to ask you to do is just tune in. I have a special guest at noon today on Classic Interviews at 12 noon and 4 o'clock. Well, my time's out. My time is gone. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. And, of course, we'll have Prophetic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. live here on bpnradio.com. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Shadows scattering. When passing light, and then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life. You've only begun, and fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like the stars. You are the first love to open my heart, and oh, every dream comes alive when you shine on us.
We'll be right back. The word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience in the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit, blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose, so into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy prayer kind of unending is all I long for. Now on my pathway the wine press falls heavy, but bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long
still be faithful. Hold me together when I fall apart. Would you remind me now of who you are? Your love will never change. If there's healing in your name, that you can take broken things and make them beautiful. It took my shame. Oh,
single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry
when I feel the cold of winter and this cloak of sadness, I need you. All the evil things that shake me, all the words that break me, I need you. Over the mountains, over the sea, here you come running, my lover, to me. From your presence, pull me from these shadows, I need you. Beauty, wrap your arms around me, sing your song of kindness, I need you.
Back to you.
come running, come running, come.